With the weather warming up, it's time to tune up the bike and hit the road. But one Eau Claire man is gearing up for a big ride, actually a 4,000-plus-mile trek across the country for charity. Matt Bolter joins us now. He's an Eau Claire native who's biking from coast to coast to raise money and awareness for Syrian refugees. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So, Matt, how did you get this idea that you were going to take this bike trip and try to promote positivity and raise some money?
That's a very good question. So it comes from a couple different things. I guess the first thing that comes to mind is a couple months ago, I was living out in Washington State, and I had recently graduated college and was working a desk job that was ultimately unfulfilling. And I got a phone call from my stepdad informing me that my mother had had a stroke. So I ended up moving back to Eau Claire, actually, from Washington State to kind of help her along her path of recovery. So that experience in itself really made me reevaluate my own life and a lot of values that I hold, and also, more importantly, to really examine what I would want to do with this life, because it can be over in such a short time. And so that was one thing. And the other thing was, I had a conversation with a friend who I went to school with, graduated college with, and we were talking about how we were so aware of all these issues, both globally and locally, that are going on in our world that are very complex. And so we were speaking about these and, like, just being really appreciative to be aware of these. But at the same time, at college, it was like, okay, like, what are we actually doing to try to help tackle some of these very large and complex issues in the United States here, but also globally? So those two things really kind of culminated in this idea of me committing to taking steps and taking actual action to try to help solve at least part of a very large and complex issue that is happening in Syria.
Well, I hope your mom is doing well. Our best to her. And to talk about the charity you're working with and why you chose Syria, I understand that hunger came into the picture as you were working through some of these issues you were talking about. What struck you about the cause of hunger?
Yeah, most definitely. So, basically, the third part of that story that I didn't mention in the previous question, I had also been reading a lot in the news about the incredible suffering that a lot of people in Syria are experiencing, but specifically women and children, because oftentimes they're the most vulnerable among any population. So I had read this news article, actually, about children in Yemen, which is a country fairly close to Syria, who were also experiencing suffering. And basically it was saying that the kids would eat garbage in order to stave off hunger. So I've just been sensing this really, really, really great need for assistance for food, shelter, and education through the news articles I've been reading. Specifically, I chose Save the Children organization because they already operate in 120 different countries around the world, and so they already have a lot of the means necessary to directly help these people. And so specifically in Syria, I believe the UN just released a number that around 450,000 people have died in Syria just from the Syrian civil war for the past 5 years. And then along with that, I believe around 12 million are displaced, and 9 million of those 12 million have filed as refugees with the UN. So there's just incredible, incredible need out there. Specifically for the children to kind of relieve some of their suffering in emotional terms, but also in physical terms of just getting their basic needs met, and that means shelter and food. So,
and I understand that you want to give all the money that you raise to charity. How are you raising money? Are people sponsoring you?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So basically, I've already held a couple fundraising events here in Eau Claire, which is where I actually grew up. And so those have been quite successful. The first event, we raised around $1,400. My end goal for Save the Children is to fundraise $10,000 by August 30th. So basically, I am funding this entire bicycle trip, like the food and all the equipment and everything. All of that, I'll be taking care of myself. I've been working a couple jobs the last 4 months to save up enough money to fund the trip myself so that 100% of the proceeds go directly towards my $10,000 goal to save the children, to really help those children who are experiencing this great suffering.
We're talking with Matt Bolter right now, an Eau Claire native who's biking from coast to coast to raise money for Syrian refugees. And Matt, tell us about your route. How will you be traveling across the country?
Yeah, definitely. So I will be following a predetermined trail. It's called the Trans-America Trail. And it starts in Yorktown, Virginia, and crosses the United States, almost bisecting it in half, and then going over to Colorado, and then turning north and heading west some more. So this route was established, I believe, in either 1974 or 76 by the Adventure Cycling Association. So it's a predetermined bike path. And along the way, I'll be interviewing people and posting those interviews to my blog, and kind of exploring the various opinions and the origins of those opinions surrounding refugees and immigrants in the United States.
Right. It sounds as though the conversations are something that you're especially interested in, and you want to have those and promote positivity as you go along. I'm curious about the positivity aspect, because right now we live in a country that is, in many cases, divided. People have strongly held opinions, often from different divides, different perspectives. What makes you so confident that you're going to have good conversations that open doors and lead to understanding?
You know, that's a very, very good question. I really view this whole experience as a learning experience. I think that when we build very rigid identity walls that separate ourselves from other people, not only globally as United States citizens, but also locally. There are a lot of local community members that you may separate yourselves from, whether they're experiencing homelessness or they're of a different religion or if they're of a different political viewpoint. I believe that this really hinders our ability to work together to solve some of these issues, because in my short life, I've really come to believe pretty strongly that in order to tackle any of these very complex issues, we're going to need all the help we can get, and working together is really the only way. So I guess viewing other people in terms of our shared humanity and the value, their intrinsic worth as human beings, rather than viewing them as an other or through other surface level identifiers, really allows us to be more compassionate to ourselves and also to other people. And I believe when we view things that way, it'll really be a lot easier to even approach any of these issues that have become very political from a viewpoint of closer to our shared humanity rather than separating ourselves.
Hmm. And I wonder if you would talk a little bit about your training. Have you had a lot of time to train and get in good biking shape for this massive trip?
Oh, that's a good question as well. So I have been working quite a bit, and on my days off, I have biked quite a bit as well. I got a pretty good deal on a bike from a local bike shop here in Eau Claire, and so I have been training quite a bit to try to get in shape for this trip. It is 4,000 miles, but over the 3 months that I'm going to be taking to make this trip, that averages out to around 40 miles a day, which may sound like a lot, but really, if you take it day by day and realize that you'll have 8 hours a day to bike that far, then just taking it day by day and breaking it up really makes a big difference as well.
And Matt, if someone wants to follow you or maybe to donate, what is the blog site that we should go to keep up with what you're doing and how it's going?
Oh, definitely. So I can tell you of two different websites. One is my blog, which is a WordPress blog, and I have my own domain to that. So it's thoughtforfoodtour.com. And then the second website I'll direct you to is my Facebook page. So it's facebook.com/thoughtforfoodtour. That's all one word and all lowercase for both websites. And so, yeah, you can go there. There should be links to my donation page through Save the Children on both websites. And donations are tax deductible. So if anyone feels the need to donate or feels the spirit move you, you can visit those websites and find out more information and or follow along on my bike tour. So.
Well, Matt, this sounds excellent, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Thanks for talking today.
Thank you very much for having me, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
That was Matt Bolter, an Eau Claire native who's biking from coast to coast to raise money for Syrian refugees.